My name is Jacob Cronin. When I came home that day, my mom was already home, and she was outside, and my heart was, like, beating out of my chest. Just, like, these thoughts running through my mind of, like, what is she gonna think? What is she gonna do? Like, I was outside, and I was like, I need to tell you something, and she's like, what? And I was like, I am gay. She didn't say anything at first. She just kind of had, like, the most puzzled look on her face, but she's like, you're kidding. And I was like, no. And it honestly looked like I had killed her or something. She was just shocked. I was like, no, I actually am. It wasn't the reaction I was hoping for at all.
My name is Benjamin Cronin. So my older brother came out, I'd say when I was in about 8th grade, 7th grade, and I saw the reaction that my parents had to that, and they, like, sent him to counseling.
We had meetings twice a week in the basement of the church that I went to every Sunday since I was a little kid. We, like, looked in the Bible of, like, Sodom and Gomorrah, and of course that shit freaked me out. His interpretation was there was a lot of sin and homosexuality. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He flattened them because there were gay people living in it.
I guess after seeing how they treated him and me and my confusion with my sexuality, I didn't know. I honestly am not kidding. I was an 18-year-old in Helena, Montana, raised in a church, did not understand what being gay actually was.
I was in therapy for about a year. He would tell me that everyone would hate me, that I would have no friends. If I continued to be gay, my life would be worse.
I watched my brother go through a lot with what my parents forced him to do. Like, and I mean, I saw how he was emotionally suppressed. He was depressed.
I tried to commit suicide. I was in the bathroom. I had a knife, and I cut my left wrist, and before I did anything else, I stopped. I remember these Tupac lyrics. At the mansion, a place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind. Because Tupac and the internet were my only friends at that time. And I remember Tupac saying, I contemplated suicide, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. And that shit is true. That is real.
Like, the situation my parents put him in forced him to not be able to feel comfortable being himself. He was conditioned to feel that being gay was morally and sinfully wrong.
He told me I would keep trying to kill myself. He's like, it's because you're gay that you tried to kill yourself.
It scared me, but I didn't understand who I was. Gay was never a thing that was really talked about, aside from the fact that it was wrong. Like, I didn't know what it was, really.
Eventually lied my way out of therapy by telling them I was straight.
My friends were downstairs in my house, and my mom was upstairs, and I went upstairs to talk to her, and she just out of nowhere asked me if I was gay. I said, yeah. Seeing what Jacob went through didn't stop me from coming out. My own development and discovery of who I was stopped me from coming out, because it took me a lot longer than it took him.
I was 16. I got out of therapy at 16. I was almost 17.
I mean, we were both raised like that. My parents still think it's a choice. So they think, you know, sending him to counseling or, you know, trying to pray the gay away, that somehow him and I are miraculously going to be heterosexual one day.
I just told him I didn't have feelings for men anymore, and that I thought women were attractive, and that I wanted to marry a woman and have children and live the American dream, the straight dream. My parents completely bought it for about 3 months. And then they decided not to do anything. I think I just got bad at hiding it. There were, like, slip-ups where I would say something. Oh my god, did you see Becky last night?
You'd think I went to church with my parents, both Jacob and I did, for 18 years of our life. You know, have been raised, taught that being gay is a sin, it's wrong. You know, you're going to be condemned to hell, it goes against everything. I mean, if my parents honestly think it's a choice, why would they think I would choose this?